Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, when you do a prank thinking it's going to be funny, but it backfires.
Like, horribly. And then Kenny may have killed his career. At least we all agree that was not smart.
We get an update from that girls' trip picture that was on social media.
Ben ruins lipstick for everyone, always and forever.
Classic phone taps, setting the bar stories, and so much more.
Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
Shout out to the crews who are cleaning up after the storms rolled through last weekend, because I put probably a half of a tree cut up on the side of the road next to my house. Man, they came through with a backhoe and cleaned it all up yesterday.
Look at that.
I know. I got home yesterday and I was like, oh, it's gone. Like,
yep,
it's one of those things.
Go. Like magic.
I know. Sometimes you put stuff out on the curb and you're just kind of like, I wonder if it'll get taken. And with storm debris, they came through and they cleaned it all up. So shout out to the crews who did that. Same is true for like pieces of furniture or things like that. That,
yeah,
it's like, okay, I don't know what I want to do with this. It's like, all right, well,
is it too big for them? Or they're gonna be like, no, they're gonna reject it.
Maybe I'm just gonna put it out on the curb and just see what happens. Mm. Because most of the time, at least in my neighborhood, most of the time, it doesn't make it to trash day.
Oh, got it.
Someone else
takes it?
Yeah, someone comes by with like a pickup truck and is like, you know what? Someone else's trash is another man's treasure. Let's go.
Whatevs.
I know.
Recycle.
Yeah, we've done that with couches. We've done that with like dressers and desks and things like that. We just kind of put it out on the street and be like, we'll just see what nature does.
All right. I like that.
Yeah, but yeah, shout out to the crews who have been cleaning up after the storms. And we do have some, it is still officially an alert day today. There are some storms rolling through, some early this morning already, but they're going to be continuing through the rest of the day. So, I mean, I would at least keep an ear as, you know, there could be some like after school activities canceled and things like that. So just kind of keep in mind. I know my daughter was bummed because today was supposed to be field day for them.
Oh,
and going to be outside. And she's like, it's got to be inside. That stinks.
Yeah, it's not as much fun.
I know. And you know what? Look, I get it. When you don't get like a daily sort of outdoor activity, these sorts of things can be fun.
Starts to mean more.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyways, today on the show, we got a lot of stuff to get to, including a little kid or drunk adult this morning. We do have an update again.
Really?
Well, I shouldn't say again. We have an update for you on our group therapy from yesterday.
Okay.
About the girls' trip picture. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So we do have that update to get to a little bit later on in the show. So you're probably going to miss it if you're hearing this now. So you'll just have to make sure you make a note, mental note, to check back on the podcast to catch up on that. Setting the bar story coming up this hour, and then a feel good coming up next.
An off-duty firefighter near Denver ended up jumping into action when a neighbor's jacuzzi caught fire.
Oh, okay. Let's get to a feel-good story. We do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
So an off-duty firefighter near Denver had to jump into action when a neighbor's jacuzzi caught fire last week. His name was Garrett. He was working in his backyard, smelled smoke, called 911, and then fought the flames with a garden hose.
Oh, wow.
And he actually kept it from spreading to the person's house. No one was hurt. Here's some of the 911 call and Garrett talking about fighting the fire.
I'm a firefighter.
What's the phone number you're calling from?
I know. Let's just stay away for a sec.
Confirming off-duty firefighter visualizes flames and smoke.
I actually saw a little bit of haze in the air first, and then I could smell it. So I just jogged up. I thought initially it was like the whole house was on fire just based on the smoke. When I got to the front of the house, she sort of was like, what's going on? Like, is something wrong? Like, is that my house? It's something in the backyard. I think it's the hot tub, but let's just go out the front door, grab her kiddo, the dogs. You know, we went out the front. At that point, I just tried to act like I was on duty.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right. I mean, and the picture of the fire, it was a massive fire.
Oh.
Like the entire jacuzzi was engulfed in flames, and it was right next to the house. So the fact that he kept it from jumping to the house is kind of a miracle. And nobody got hurt and everything just because of his quick action.
Oh, good.
It's pretty unbelievable.
Yeah.
So kudos to him. We'll tweet out the story on X at Ben and Kelly Show, brought to you by Belle of Louisville.
Practically a second home in Kentucky, as he was just here for Derby. He's going to be back in the Bluegrass Lexington for the Railbird Music Festival, which is going on there May 31st through June 1st. He's going to be there with Lainey Wilson on Saturday, Bailey Zimmerman. And then Jelly Roll is actually going to be there on Sunday, the Sunday night, for the Railbird Music and Bourbon Festival there in Lexington, which he brought up Eminem for a surprise performance of Lose Yourself, as he is a part of, you know, Post Malone's Big Ass Stadium tour, right?
Yeah.
So, he started rolling into Lose Yourself, and then Eminem literally jumped in and took over. Hard to hear Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
But then you can tell immediately when Eminem jumps in. There he is. I mean, you hear the crowd.
Oh, they went nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, so pretty cool there. As Eminem jumps in to perform there with Jelly Roll. So,
and then speaking of Jelly, he was like a part of a million people that they brought in for the American Idol finale. Like, I forgot it was happening. And then I started seeing all the videos. I was like, wait a second, Jessica Simpson performed?
Oh,
and
wow.
Salt and Peppa?
Okay.
Goo Goo Dolls.
Okay.
Miles Smith, Brandon Lake, Jelly Roll. I mean, they had like a menagerie of different people all performing with, you know, the contestants. And Carrie Underwood was performing with the contestant and then brought out Cody Johnson, who is, you know, a big star on a song that they do together.
Who won? And,
spoiler alert.
What do you mean, spoiler alert? Didn't it just happen?
It did, but just in case. It was just Sunday, so just in case.
Wait,
someone's like,
it was Sunday. It was like
wait,
two.
Don't tell me,
Kelly. Come on.
Just don't tell me. It's Jamal Roberts.
All right.
He's really good.
Okay, cool.
So you can see all of that. We put a big slew of the performances on the website. But I was like, oh, American Idol's done now. Okay. Oh, they had the finale. Jessica Simpson performed. All right. Salt and Pepper. All right. Go. Okay, it was very odd, a very odd, like, grouping of people that they decided to get. But it was great.
Cool. So is pretending to steal money from people better than actually stealing money from people?
Don't think so.
Well, if you think you know the answer, just wait until our Setting the Bar story. So this is Setting the Bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Is pretending to steal money from people better than actually stealing money from people?
I feel like both are bad.
Okay. If you can manage to make it through the day without pretending to steal money from someone all for clout on social media, then you're doing okay.
Wait a second. You're trying to brag about stealing money on social media?
But you're not actually doing it. Listen.
Okay, I'm trying to get into someone's brain.
Okay,
that
so
thinks that either scenario would be a great idea.
It's a TikToker. He's out of Australia. He's trending mostly because he, well, messed with the wrong Australian.
Ooh.
So basically, what his scam was is he would wait. He would ask people what the time was, wait for them to check their phone, and then play the little like notification sound that makes people think he wirelessly stole money on Apple Pay.
Okay.
Excuse me. Do you have the time on you by any chance?
1:35, mate.
Thank you.
What are you doing there?
I just needed...
What are you doing there?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, give me your phone. Give me that phone.
Right, can we just talk?
No, give me that phone right now.
Oi, you're going to break it.
What did you do then?
I'm trying to explain.
Give me the phone, right?
Why?
Now you tell me.
Oi, hey!
Like he didn't think that anybody was going to question him, ever.
Right.
And was he trying to do it for the reaction? It sounds like he's getting the reaction that he was maybe going for.
Well, yeah, now he's getting a lot more attention because of this. But like this sound, you know, I guess since I'm an Android user, I have no idea that that would be a Apple Pay notification.
I never use Apple Pay. I'm an Apple user and I never use Apple Pay. So I don't know.
So, all right. So Kelly and I both would not have fallen for this little prank. One, because I'm not an Apple user. And two, Kelly never has her notifications up and never uses Apple Pay.
It's always on silent. Yeah. Yep. So I'd be like, okay, bye.
It is 6:55. All right, bye.
Okay, bye. Have a great day.
Yep. It sounds like you got a notification. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. You better check your messages.
But this Australian dude, I mean, he's got like dreadlocks. He looks like a dude that would thump someone.
Wow.
So bold of that kid to walk up to him and be like, hey, you know, he's probably thinking, I'm going to do this guy because for the bit. And then he's going to look like a chump. And then I'm going to snicker and run away. And then this guy, it backfired on
him. Is he trying to, like, maybe make his own little hidden camera show or something?
I don't know if it's a hidden camera show. But, yes, I mean, it was being filmed, you know. Mm. So, obviously, he was...
Maybe in his mind, he's like, oh, I've seen intention prank shows before. This is gonna, it's going to be kind of like that.
Yeah, it's going to be just like this.
They're going to think it's hilarious.
We'll post it so you can see it yourself at Ben and Kelly Show on X. But do you have a prank that went wrong? Something of memory that, you know, you tried to pull off and just didn't work the way you thought it should?
Hopefully it's not as dumb as this guy.
502-795-1997 is our number. We'll take some of your stories coming up next. But yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without pretending to steal money from a person all for clout on social media, then you're doing okay.
It's not the clout you want.
You ever have a prank go wrong? It's 99.7 DJX. Maybe you're just misunderstood. Maybe you just decided it would be cute to tell people that the Kentucky Derby was going to be moving to Keeneland and thought that that was cute. And then everybody freaks out. And then all of a sudden you're in meetings and almost get banned from Churchill Downs forever. You know, I mean, it's just misunderstandings, right?
It's cute, though.
Misunderstandings. Right? Cute. Pranks have gone wrong. Tina said, I once swapped the cream in a donut with mayonnaise. Left it in the break room at my part-time job in high school. Problem was, I forgot my manager loved Boston cream donuts.
Oh, no.
Bit into it, gagged, made me eat the rest of it to, quote, learn a lesson. I almost threw up. Worth it? Absolutely not.
No, it's not. No, it is not. Oh, dang it.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, your brain tells you you're expecting one flavor in your mouth, and then it's jarring.
I mean, mayonnaise is good. I mean, but
yes. Not in a donut. Not in a donut. On your sandwich. Not in a donut.
Yeah, but I don't know what in your high school brain thinks, you know what, this will be great.
This could be funny.
This is going to be hysterical.
Yes. I want to make someone throw up and then get it on camera. That'd be great. Jeff says, we TP'd our football coach's house after he made us do wind sprints in the rain.
Mm.
Turns out he had security cameras and a Ring doorbell.
Sure.
The next morning, he called me and three friends into his office with the video footage.
Oh.
Spent an entire Saturday scrubbing his yard and driveway in front of his neighbors. Humiliating.
Yeah, pranks. They can be funny until they go wrong. Like if you're pretending to steal money via Apple Pay from someone and he almost beats you up. Like,
sounds like a solid idea, even in theory, right? Solid.
Right, do it for the clicks. Jennifer said, I thought it would be funny to send my best friend a congratulations card for a new job loaded with glitter.
Oh, no, the glitter
cards. She opened it in her car. The glitter got into the AC vents, basically haunted her Honda Civic for a year. She still brings it up.
That's great. I mean,
glitter does not go away.
No, but it does bring the party.
That does not go away. No, that
it
is
doesn't.
Definitely it is one really of those difficult craft items that just kind of just rears its head from time to time.
Angie says, as a joke, I pretended to break up with my friend's boyfriend. I borrowed my friend's phone during a sleepover and texted her boyfriend pretending to break up with him. He didn't take it well. It took them a week to smooth it over.
Okay. I understand what she's saying.
She was pretending to be
her friend and break up with her friend's boyfriend.
What in the world? don't mess with other people's relationships.
Especially if it's coming from your phone. If it's coming from that, like, it'd be one thing if you text her boyfriend and say, hey she wants to break up with you. It's another thing when it's coming from her phone.
Because then she's going to have to, like, their girlfriend's going to have to spend all this time convincing him that wasn't me.
No, that wasn't.
It was my phone, it wasn't me typing.
It was Angie. Angie thought it was going to be funny. And then he's speculating, like, is he really trusting that Angie really did send it? Yeah, no.
Don't do that.
All right.
Aaron says prank's gone wrong.
Yeah.
How about my senior year? Thought it would be hilarious to pull the fire alarm during a boring assembly.
Mm.
Turns out that's a felony.
Oh, no.
They evacuated the whole school. Fire trucks came. I got suspended. Had to do community service. My parents grounded me for a month. I now panic anytime I hear a fire alarm.
All right. Well, that's a good lesson. That's a good lesson. Yeah.
I'm going to get everybody out of this. They're all going to think I'm a hero. Don't do that. Didn't know it was a felony. Now we know.
We got a text from Jessica that says, geez, we just did normal prank calls at sleepovers. Angie is diabolical.
She is diabolical.
She's like,
the plot twist would be she wanted to hook up with a boyfriend.
I can just envision the whole thing where she's like, hey, let me borrow your phone.
Right.
Let me borrow your phone real quick. I just want to look something.
And then secretly she's like texting on her phone. You know what? Oh, she's such a jerk. You're better off without her. Do you want to hang out next week?
Oh, we are creating an entire scenario that may or may not have happened.
Don't do that.
Anyways, good pranks gone wrong. Thank you for the stories there on 9970 JX. Let's get to a feel good every morning, right about this time, Kelly Kay.
So Kyle and Nicole's baby was born with a rare genetic disorder that only impacts 1 in 1.3 million babies.
Wow.
It's called CPS1 deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
Causes severe mental and developmental delays, often results in death. But baby KJ now seems to be on the path to maybe being cured thanks to gene editing treatment.
Mm-hmm.
So the treatment finds the one letter that needs to be changed out of the 3 billion in your body.
Oh, wow.
It's really kind of amazing. Decades of research in the field made it possible for this team of doctors and researchers to put all other work aside for like 6 months and come up with this customized treatment just meant for KJ only. And typically the steps for, you know, coming up with something like this and the trials would be the better part of a decade. But they got it done in 6 months.
Wow.
Because of all the work that had been done in this field already. Children's Hospital of Philadelphia shared the story of the doctors leading the case.
We had learned everything we needed to learn to actually get it all done in 6 months, in time to actually help them.
My biggest fear in all of this was giving false hope to a family. But we got to a point where we thought there might actually be a clinical team and a drug development team that could make a drug for KJ.
Our child is sick. We either have to get a liver transplant or give him this medicine that's never been given to anybody before, right? I mean, what an impossible decision to make. I just think that we felt like this was the best possible scenario for a life that at one point we didn't know if he would be able to have.
Wow.
Yeah, so he got 3 infusions that were designed, again, just for him. And he's been hitting growth milestones good enough to get him ready to go home for the first time at 9.5 months.
All right, that's cool.
And they're hopeful that he's going to need less and less of the treatment and hopefully none at all.
Mm.
Like, it'll be fixed completely. And this whole technology could carve the path for treating more common genetic disorders like sickle cell disease, cystic fibrosis, Huntington's disease, muscular dystrophy using this technology. It's really remarkable.
Oh, that'd be cool. That'd be great.
Yeah, you can see their full story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Sam Aggie, our injury lawyers.
Time for group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Kenny, in quotes, says, hey, Ben and Kelly, really need your advice because I may have just made the dumbest mistake of my life. The other night, I went out for a few beers after work with a coworker. Started as just blowing off steam.
Sure.
And then we got into joking about how some people at work can be super annoying.
I get it.
Why'd you have to say it like that?
No, I'm just saying. When you go out with a buddy for drinks and you start talking about work. Yeah, so-and-so, super annoying. Yeah, I get it, man.
Okay, back to Ken. One thing led to another, and we ended up making a handwritten list ranking everyone in our office.
Okay.
One column for how annoying they are, and another for how attractive they are.
I get it.
It was stupid, immature, fueled by too many drinks. The problem, now I can't find the list.
Oh, you didn't just crumple it up and throw it away there?
Pretty sure I left it somewhere in the office. In the office.
Office.
It's in my handwriting.
Oh.
So if anyone finds it, it'll be obvious I wrote it. As of right now, no one has said anything to me, but yesterday I got a random calendar invite from my boss for a check-in on Friday.
Uh-huh.
No context, no agenda, just a mysterious 30-minute meeting.
Okay.
So now I'm spiraling. Do I try to find the list, destroy the evidence before anyone sees it? Do I fess up to my boss before Friday to get ahead of it? Or do I say nothing and hope this meeting is totally unrelated? I feel like I've created a ticking time bomb. So what would you do?
Kenny, how did the list wind up back at work?
Kenny. Why?
Did we
feel like we needed to write anything down?
Well, to keep track of everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just to make sure that we didn't forget anyone. We didn't leave anyone off the list, right?
Yeah.
You know, you're going through the list of coworkers, and it's like, all right.
But did anyone make both lists?
How?
Hot, but annoying.
I'm sure they're, you know what? It sounds like they're data entry people. Because,
oh, is that what we're assuming? Okay.
Well, think of it. Like, they're just doing what they do.
Oh, they're writing down data.
Yeah, they're writing down data. So it's like, Ben, annoying, but yes, hot. Okay. Kelly, annoying.
Oh, great. Thanks so much. Wow. I'm taking some punches today, sir.
Come on.
Like, yo, so we were talking about annoying coworkers. Oh, yeah, I get it.
My biggest question, and I wish we could just be talking to Kenny right now on the phone, and I know you would be like patting his head like a bless your heart sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
But I just want to know, how in the world did the list wind up back at work?
Yes, all of
like,
that.
Unless it's like, you know, remember where we used to work downtown? There was a Mexican restaurant underneath. So a lot of times, you know, we'd go down and we'd have lunch, maybe have some margs, and then go back up to work. So maybe they did that.
Maybe.
And
maybe
they,
it was written on a napkin.
Yeah, exactly.
And he put it in his pocket.
And they brought it back up to work, or he just kept it in his hand and then set it down on his desk and then, you know, left.
Yeah. Justin's like, at least they didn't make sandwiches.
Mm. Oh, well, I mean, we've had those, too.
We have been down that lane.
We have. Not you and I, but
no.
Like.
No, but we've had that scenario on the show.
For sure. All right. Has this ever happened to you? Like I don't know. I'm thinking, to me, you just don't worry about it until it's a thing.
Right. I don't think that he goes to the boss and
go, hey,
in case the meeting is completely unrelated and he had no idea.
I just want to let you know, I did a graph of a hot versus annoying scale. And
of everyone in the office.
And the boss is like, where'd I land?
Exactly.
Where'd I land? Let me see the list and then I'll determine your punishment.
You were low on the annoying list?
We think. Anyways, 502-795-1997. I don't know if you have a story about you doing something similar. Maybe not the exact same thing, but how'd you handle it at work? What happened? Maybe you're in HR. Maybe you can help offer up a little advice for poor Kenny.
Maybe you left a voicemail complaining about the coworker on that coworker's voicemail. Remember that?
Yeah. Wait,
remember that story that happened in our hallways?
We'll unpack that real quick, okay, coming up, all right, on 99.7 DJX. Like we've all done from time to time, we'll get drunk with a coworker, write a list of who annoys us at work. Maybe
we don't always do that. We do not always do that, just Kenny does that.
Maybe who's attractive at work,
oh,
put it on a scale, put them in columns, nice form sort of letter, and then, you know, you get rid of it. Or you just snicker about it, you laugh about it, and then it's just between you guys. But it doesn't wind back up at work like it did for Kenny.
Everybody in the comments on Facebook's like, how did the list end up at work?
That's just,
how did that happen? We all need to put our detective hats on, and how did that happen?
Did something like this ever happen to you? Nancy, what happened to you?
One time when I was working, I got wrote up for a late break.
A late break. Okay.
Okay.
So I recorded everybody's break times in a little notebook.
Okay. All right. Go on.
From the store manager to anybody and everybody. I recruited a couple friends that worked at the same store.
Mm-hmm.
I kept track of that for almost a month.
Okay.
One night when I was working, I laid it down and I forgot to pick it back up on my break. Someone found it.
Oh, this is where it goes wrong.
And there was a rumor going through the whole store that they had corporate people coming in recording everybody's break. So, yeah, don't say anything to your boss unless he brings it up.
Wow. I'm taking it from Nancy.
Wow. She was like, you know, listen, I'm petty. I'm going to keep track of everybody's breaks. I'm not the only
right.
one that's got a late break. And blah, blah, blah,
right.
Yeah. Wow. And then everybody thought it was corporate.
Brittany texts in and says, I don't feel sorry for Kenny whatsoever. He folds up the list, sticks it in his pocket, takes it home, changes his clothes, puts it back in his new pants pocket, takes it to work, sits on a desk for someone to find. Good luck, buddy. Fire up that resume.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we don't know how that list wound up back at work. That's the biggest mystery of this entire thing.
Well, there's a theory in the Facebook thread. Brittany's like, I wonder if the coworker took it.
Oh,
like, do you think the coworker
is setting him up?
Low key trying to set him up.
Setting him up, maybe.
I mean, that could be even more nefarious than we once thought.
Yeah.
Wow.
Interesting. So, anyways, back to our work. We once had a boss who was doing something similar to Kenny, except he wasn't going drinking. He was just in the car headed to an appearance with another coworker.
And they were chatting
about someone who works in our sales department. And they were just saying how terrible this person was and all that stuff.
Ooh.
Turns out they had butt dialed the very person they were talking about.
And it was all left on their voicemail.
And it was left on a voicemail, and we cannot even make this up.
We can't make it up at all. This is insane. Neither people work here with us, and they don't even like live in the town. But they, at the time, it was like, and he was he the big boss at the time?
Well, I mean, he, yeah.
On our side of the building?
Yeah.
He was a big boss
on our side of the building for sure.
Like,
but
the person that was in the wrong was the big boss on this side of the building.
Yeah. He didn't get fired. There were meetings for sure. So anyways. Oh.
And then could you imagine like being the salesperson? Like, I wouldn't come back to work at all. I'd be like, fine. If that's how you really feel, I'm out.
We got a text from a listener who said, plot twist, the meeting was totally unrelated until his boss listened to 99.7 EJX on the way to work this morning.
Snap.
That's funny. All right. Well, hey, good luck, Kenny. I say
landed on nothing.
No, I say you just, hey, act like the list didn't even exist.
Right.
And
just go about your business.
If it does come up, I don't know, then own up to it. Be like, hey, it was some harmless fun. Maybe you get written up for it. I doubt you're going to get fired for it unless.
Are we mentioning the other coworker or are we protecting them?
Oh, do you throw the other coworker under the bus?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, that's the other moral dilemma to consider.
If it's just in your handwriting, you can't. It's all hearsay.
Yep.
It's like, well, Kelly was there too.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah. See, Kelly, which you deny too. Like, no, I wasn't. I wasn't there at all. No, I wasn't. I wasn't even there. I don't even know this person.
You've literally worked with Ben for years.
No, I haven't.
Everyone knows I don't go to the bar anymore. So that protects me.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted on what happens.
I am invested.
Can we follow up with you after your meeting?
We need to
next Monday.
Up with Kenny.
Like, Kenny, we need you to call us or something back on Monday and tell us what happened.
Did you get fired? B.
Are you? What was the meeting about?
Who found the list?
And then we need to know how the list wound up back at work.
All these questions we need answered.
Yeah. So, you got some homework for us, Kenny. So good luck. Keep us posted. That's group therapy. Thought it'd be fun to play a little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult.
This is a fun little game where you hear three stories, mm-hmm. and our task is to figure out, is the star of the story a little kid or a drunk adult? Now, we got to give a little shout out to Jaden, third grader at Hawthorne, also loves listening to this particular bit. I don't know what that says when a third grader loves
it. Yeah, well, he relates.
He relates to one side of it. He relates to one side.
All right, so little kid, drunk adult. Kelly, first one. Here we go.
I ate 6 tubes of lipstick and then went to the ER.
Ooh. Now listen, if it's flavored, those can be
tasty. Wait, flavored lipstick?
Flavored, yeah, lip glosses. You could maybe he doesn't know the difference between like a gloss and a lipstick. The flavored ones can be tasty.
Okay, so what are you saying?
Have you never heard of flavored lip glosses?
Yes, maybe, sure, okay.
Anyway, I'm going to say that has to be a little kid.
Little kid?
I'm thinking little kid got a hold of some like sister or mom's tasty flavored
and just tried something. Just tried it and then
and just kept eating it
and just got away from himself.
Delicious, maybe.
It's like,
I don't know.
So good. I got to try the next one.
Maybe.
I was a little kid.
Yes.
You were right.
Okay.
You were right.
I was in a fight with my older sister because she ate my Doritos. So to get her back, I ate 6 tubes of lipstick.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That was not the scenario I had in my brain.
2 hours later, I was in the ER because I felt like I was dying.
Sure. Yeah, I bet.
Wow. You ate my Doritos. I'm going to eat your lipstick.
I'm going to eat your lipstick.
Wow. All right.
Can I give you a real quick tangent?
Sure.
I can't hear the word lipstick without thinking of...
Not your dog.
My dog's penis.
Why are you saying that? You're ruining lipstick for any woman that uses it.
It's been ruined for me.
What?
Because
why?
We have to say,
how?
Put away your lipstick!
Who came up with that? I feel like you came up with that.
I don't remember. That could have been the genius brain of my wife. I don't want to get too much into the anatomy of a dog.
I have girl dogs. Like, I haven't had to worry about that.
But like dogs, male dogs.
Don't explain
sometimes
it.
When they get excited.
Don't explain it.
It looks
please.
Like you're un. Cor- stop. Like turning lips.
I am so sorry.
See, Cindy, she texted us. She said, we say that all the time in my house about my dog, Dante. Yeah, put away your lipstick.
I don't want to envision a dog.
Sandy says it too. She's texting us too.
Oh,
shoot. That was my tangent.
See, Leanne says we say rocket. Put your rocket away. The red rocket.
No, see,
let's use rocket.
No,
please, because I don't want to think about a dog's pee pee when I'm.
But
on
see,
lipstick.
But see, lipstick. You turn it to expose the lipstick, and
there's
then
there's no turning involved, though.
No, but when
with your dog, there's no turning.
No, there's no turning. But
there's no turning. There's
Kelly,
no twisting
do I have
and turning.
To explain in layman's terms
know.
How it all works?
I know how it works. Asking you not to call it that.
Anyways, where were we? Oh, little kid, drunk
I
adult.
I forgot. What have we been doing?
Little kid, drunk adult. Here, let's get to the other two real quick. All right, here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult. Man, we got derailed. Thanks to your lipstick comment.
No, thanks to your dog's penis.
Listen, what? Dougal can't help it. Sometimes the little boy gets excited. What's he going to do?
You can help what you call it.
Dougal, put away your lipstick.
It's just like, listen, no, Cindy, don't enable the behavior.
All right, little kid, drunk adult.
During a game night with my family, I ate all the dice from a Monopoly game while nobody was looking.
Listen, what is it with eating?
What is it?
Why are we eating?
Developing. Why are
we
eating?
Why are we eating things?
Eating dice. I feel like this could be a drunk adult. Although... 1,000% could just be a kid that's mad he's not winning. He's just like, the game's over, I'm eating the dice.
That's right.
Could be that.
That's right.
But I think, like, maybe drunk adult.
So you're saying drunk adult. All right, yeah. Drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
There you go. So that's fun. You're on fire, Kelly.
Yep.
I hate Monopoly and didn't want to play anymore, so I decided to eat the dice to ruin the game. It worked. Everyone playing had no idea what happened to the dice.
She was like, to this day, it's still a mystery.
She's like, you know what? I don't want to play anymore.
You can't play without dice.
You can't play without dice. Do go put away your lipstick.
I want to know the gastrointestinal repercussions from that. It's probably
she did not leave great. She did leave a little bit more on the call there.
I just wanted to listen to music and dance and not play stupid Monopoly.
Oh, okay. That was it.
Oh, okay.
All right. Last one. Little kid, drunk adult. So
by the way, Maddie can't unsee what we last discussed. She can't unsee it in her brain.
What, a dog's lipstick?
I'm sorry, Maddie. I tried. I tried to stop it.
Okay. All right. Last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I got kicked out of Toys R Us for opening up a bunch of toys and playing with them.
Aw. That's cute.
It's really tempting, isn't it?
Toys R Us, man, that's a throwback.
It's a throwback. That's what makes me feel like it was a little kid. The timing of that.
Sure.
Also, I mean, when you're a little kid in a little toy kid. Store,
yeah.
How can you not just test you not? Them all out?
How can you not?
How can you not?
All right, so you're saying little kid?
Yes.
For the 100% perfect win.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh!
What? What?
I ended up getting arrested because Toys R Us claimed that I cost them hundreds of dollars in damages.
Wow.
And my friend, who was also drunk and playing with toys, bailed on me when the cops showed up, so I got stuck with everything myself.
Oh my gosh.
I did not understand that would get you arrested.
Well, now we know. Lessons learned.
Lesson learned.
There are many things that we can take away from this episode of Little Kid, Drunk Adult.
Elizabeth is all caps. Kelly, you didn't try hard enough to stop that train wreck.
One of them is that a dog's penis can be known as its lipstick.
Stop. Stop. Stop it. Stop right now.
You haven't lived, Kelly, until you've had to yell at a dog to put away its lipstick.
There's a reason why we have all girl dogs. Didn't want to have to deal with any of that.
And you can get arrested for opening toys at Toys R Us. So there you go.
And don't eat dice. If you don't want to play the game, simply walk away and say, I don't feel like playing the game.
All right, there you go. Little kid, drunk adult, we want to hear your stories, okay? Message us. Your little, are you putting lipstick on right now?
Put some lipstick on right now.
Kelly, put away your lipstick! At Ben and Kelly Show, send us a voice note, and you could be the real star of this show here on Little Kid Drunk Adult on 99.7 DJX. Yesterday, we spoke to Jason, who was freaking out a little bit internally because, you know, he and his wife had been married about a year, and she had been on a girls' trip down to Florida. But he had seen on Facebook one of, like, not his wife, but one of the girls that were on the trip, like, post a picture of his wife. And then there was, like, a younger dude with his arms around her.
Like, full embrace.
Yeah.
And then the caption was like, still got it.
Still got it.
Mm-hmm. And he's kind of like, okay, that stirred up some feelings. And if it had been reversed, do you think she would have been upset about it?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the Facebook comments were all sorts of varied, but I think we all kind of landed on the fact that, hey, you should probably just mention something, but not in like an attacky sort of way.
Yeah, don't be accusatory with the tone, but just, you know, he didn't see the picture in any sort of a snooping kind of way. It was out there on social media, so he has every right to be like, oh, hey, looks like you had fun. Saw the picture. Still yeah. got it.
Yeah, I mean, look.
He looked friendly.
I mean, there are people that are like, look, if something would have happened, they wouldn't have posted on Facebook.
That is true.
Sure.
That's true.
You know, a lot of people are saying, yes, mention. There were people that were like, she disrespected you.
Right.
You need to, you know, nip this in the bud now. This isn't her first time. I mean,
there were end gamers that were just like, I'm out.
For sure.
You should leave her over it. Let's just talk first about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, Mark is all like, girls' trips are never good. She definitely banged one dude at least. And it's like, Mark.
Oh, wow.
Oh, buddy. Let's not go that far.
Well, that sounds like it's coming from a place.
Yeah. I know. I was going to say, Mark, do you need to send in a group therapy for us?
Are we projecting personal experience onto this particular scenario?
Yeah. Yeah. And Mike's like, sorry to tell you, bud, it's not her first time nor her last.
Wow. Wow. Okay. We've made lots of assumptions
based
on one picture.
I know.
Nothing about this person at all.
So we kind of landed on, hey, not a huge red flag.
But let's mention it and see her reaction. Her reaction was going to tell us more.
Yeah, that was what I was most curious about is like, hey, you bring it up. You say something like, hey, looks like you had a fun time. Saw a picture that, I don't know, Jennifer posted. And
if there's nothing to hide, then she's not going to react in a weird way. But if she starts like stammering and then looks like nervous and like she is trying to cover something up or come up with some sort of excuse, then maybe there's more to the story.
I don't even know that person. I've never even seen him.
Uh-huh.
Then I'd, you know, throw up maybe the red flag and be like, hey, okay.
Let's dive into this
Let's figure this out. All right. So anyways, we did ask him, hey, could you let us know what happens after you address it with your wife?
The moment she walks in the door.
Yeah. he did get back with us late last night. So
okay.
So we do have a response. We'll unpack that coming up next on 99.7 DJX. So we explained to our listener, Jason, that he should address the whole picture of his wife on a girls' trip he saw on Facebook that sent up a red flag with his wife when she gets home in kind of a lighthearted way. Well, apparently he did. He gives us an update.
Hey, guys, it's Jason again, the guy who messaged you all about the picture I saw on Facebook of my wife during their girls' trip in Florida with the younger guy who had his arms around her and captioned, still got it.
It's like we forgot. It's literally the next day.
I know.
Thanks,
first
Jason.
Off, thanks. Thank you both for your advice on how I approach it. I ended up doing exactly what you suggested. Mm-hmm. I brought it up playfully when she got home and said, looks like you've still got it.
Mm-hmm.
She laughed immediately and explained everything.
Mm.
Turns out there was a group of younger guys sitting at a table near them that night who bought their whole group a round of drinks and were trying not subtly to flirt with them.
Oh, okay.
My wife said it was all harmless fun on their part, but the real drama wasn't even about her.
Oh.
Apparently, the guy who had his arm around her in the photo actually ended up hooking up with the friend who took the picture.
Oh.
And get this, she tried to deny it the next day, even though everyone knew.
Okay.
My wife said it made the rest of the trip super awkward and told me she probably won't be going on any more girls' trip if that friend is involved again because she just brings way too much drama for her comfort.
Wow.
The way my wife told the whole story, it was clear she wasn't hiding anything.
Mm.
Her body language, tone, everything felt totally genuine, so I trust her 100%.
Mm. Okay.
And honestly, I'm glad I brought it up the way that I did rather than letting it fester.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to say thanks again for helping me handle that without turning it into something bigger than it needed to be.
Okay.
Appreciate you guys. So now I need to know.
Yeah, I was going to say. What?
Is the friend married?
Yeah, what's the deal with the friend now?
Is she single? Is she married?
That almost is a little too close for comfort even for me.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, as long as Jason trusts his wife, and it sounds like he does, it sounds like, you know, she was like, oh, okay, well, let me tell you the tea. And so she just outed with it, and man, okay.
Yeah, like all the other girls were kind of like, okay, that's sweet. Sure, you can buy us drinks. Pat on the head.
Right.
But nothing was going to, except for the friend decided.
Mm. Who was like, well, I'll take advantage of that. Thank you very much.
Opportunity.
All you are taking, I'm not.
Yes. Or, I'm unhappy in my marriage. Let's go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I am a little curious about that little tidbit. Like, is the friend married or not?
Well, that's just us being nosy.
That's just us being nosy 1,000%.
Yeah.
We'll probably never know.
No.
All right. We should just make up that little side story on our own.
Ay, ay, ay. All right. Well, hey, thanks for the update.
I'm glad that settled for you. And it sounds like, you know, she has come up with the fact that, yeah, I don't want to be around all of that. Like, a girl's trip should just be fun and drama free, hanging out. And it sounds like there's way more drama than what she.
Man, there's always someone in your friend group that you know will bring the drama with a capital D.
Yeah.
And if you can't think of anybody, it's probably you.
Maybe you. Let's look in the mirror.
All right.
It's a good update. Right.
Good stuff.
I feel better about it. Do you feel better? I feel better.
You're going to be proud of us being the good little radio hosts we are. We just heard the update from Jason about his the girl's trip to Florida, the picture, the guy who had his arms around his wife, who wound up hooking up with the girl who took the photo.
Yes.
Right. So I just messaged him because I told him we'd be talking about it this morning. I said, hey, who was the girl? And he got back to us.
Oh, do we know more information about that backstory?
Yeah, he says, hey, guys, she's recently divorced, which, cool, live your life.
Okay.
But here's the kicker. I'm like 90% sure she's got a boyfriend back here in Louisville. I've even met the guy. He's been around. They're not official on Facebook or anything, but let's just say if he saw what went down in Florida, there'd be fireworks and not the romantic kind. He says, according to my wife, girl was on a mission the whole trip, flirting left and right, drinking like it was her job.
Oh, wow.
And then boom, ends up hooking up with that guy from the picture and then trying to pretend like nothing happened. Meanwhile, the whole group knew. It turned into a weird game of don't ask, don't tell. Jeez. Wow. He said, my wife said it felt like she was back in high school. Awkward. So, yeah, some real drama. And my wife said, no uncertain terms, that if this friend's on the invite list next time she's out, no more Girls Gone Wild energy, please. And thank you.
Girls Gone Wild.
Wow. I'm glad I asked. Thank you, Jason, for getting back to us so quickly.
Oh, man. So she's got a boyfriend.
Well,
doesn't sound like she's super excited about the boyfriend if she's going down on a trip with that kind of
mission. Or it may not be super serious. Maybe she hasn't defined it as a boyfriend. Let's give the girl a benefit of the doubt, maybe.
But has the boyfriend defined it as a boyfriend?
I don't know. All right, that's it. We can be done with this. We're not going to speculate anymore. Yes, my gosh. Thank you for allowing us to be a little fly on the wall, though.
That was fun, though.
That was fun. Thank you for that.
Sometimes you put it out there on the radio and you get answers.
I know, right? All right, thanks for the update on the update on the update. How about a little phone tap?
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Randy says, hey guys, my friend Tony's a little obsessed with his new car. He's constantly bringing it into the shop to be cleaned and detailed. The other day he got upset with me because I put a handprint on the door when I was closing it.
Oh.
Did I say obsessed? LOL. I'd love it if you call him with one of your phone taps. Love your show.
Oh, well, good news. Robert Hassenpepper, not a real person, works at a car detail shop.
Okay.
Because he's got to call and tell him some news about his car.
All right.
Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi there. I'm looking for Tony with the red Camaro.
Yes, Sam. Why?
Hi, Tony. Robert Hassenpepper worked down at the shop where you dropped off your car.
Oh, hey, man. How's everything going with my girl?
Well, I have to say, that is one heck of a beautiful automobile you got there.
I know, right? All my friends are jealous. That's a sweet-ass ride, right?
Oh, she sure is. She sure is.
Uh-oh.
Well, that's why it's such a shame we're not going to be able to return her to you.
Oh, God.
Excuse me?
Well, we're not going to be returning your vehicle to you, Tony. I'm sorry about that.
What are you talking about?
Well, unfortunately, you see, your Camaro has been confiscated by the government.
No.
They're loading it into a flatbed this minute.
Wait, what? What do you gotta be kidding me?
Well, I wish. Here's the deal, pal. As we're detailing your car, you see, we found traces of a mysterious powder along the floorboards.
Uh-oh.
And under federal guidelines that we're beholden to, we're required to report that.
Powder? Hey, look, man, I'm a bodybuilder, all right? It's clean living. There's no drugs in my ride.
Oh, I believe you. I do.
Well, all right, then.
Right. Well, I mean, to me, it kind of looked not like drugs, but maybe more like some explosive.
Are you out of your freaking mind? I'm going to show you an explosive. I'm coming down there right now.
Well, Tony, you're welcome to, but your car's going to be gone.
No way. It's not freaking happening.
Well, here's the good news. The agent promised that provided it's clean, car will be returned to you in only 6 to 8 weeks.
What? This is great. You can't do this. I want my car back right now.
Unfortunately, Chief, it takes some time to completely disassemble an automobile, so we can't really do that. Right. That means to take apart. It's going to take it's going to take at least a full day to get the seats out and unstuffed. And,
no. Well, please, don't touch my baby. Please, okay?
All right. Well, I tell you what. Why don't I just give you the name of the lead agent so he can answer any questions you may have.
Okay, whatever I have to do.
All right. And his name's Randy. I believe you already have his phone number.
Wait, how could I?
Your friend, Randy. You know, the one who you yelled at for smudging your car?
Hold on.
Tony, it's not Robert Hotzenpepper. It's Ben Davis and Kelly Kay, and your friend Randy had us give you a call and have a little fun with you on the radio, on the big 997 DJX.
Like on the morning show.
Yes. Hello. Say hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Sort of. I'm going to freaking kill you.
Oh, my
freaking God. That's hilarious.
All right, bro.
Bro, it's just my protein powder. That's all it is, my protein
clean
powder.
Clean living, buddy.
Clean living. Bro.
Oh, we joke.
That's great. What a great car,
but
though.
But real emotions, we understand.
We'll put it back together, and you'll have it back in 6 to 8 weeks, no problem.
Spick and span.
Spotless.
All right, there you go. Phone tap there, 99.7 DJX. There's some real emotions there.
Yeah, it was mad.
Time for a Setting the Bar story. Kelly, this is...
It's an example of what not to do.
Right.
Or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, GPS everywhere. It's kind of mistake, not only rare. It's dumb, dangerous, and now our Setting the Bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally driving onto an airport runway when you're just trying to deliver food for DoorDash, you're doing okay.
How in the world did we find ourselves on the runway? Like, I feel like that's all fenced off, right?
Yeah, not just
the roads?
Not just a runway. O'Hare International.
How in the world?
So it's a DoorDash driver. I guess he reportedly drove into an unauthorized secured area accidentally, went for miles in this restricted spaces, may have even crossed a runway. Fortunately, no one injured. No charges being filed because it looks like the driver literally just was trying to get the food to the right place. Unclear if the meal actually made it to the intended final destination. Here is someone with the airport talking about how dangerous that is.
But now imagine if this had been at night in the darkness. I mean, where no one noticed this person. Headlights all look the same pretty much in the dark. This could have been really, really bad.
Yeah, I mean, and especially with all the tension around just airports in general right now.
Well, yes. How in the world, though, even if you just type in the name of the airport, most normal people, it'll take you to, like...
A parking lot.
The
arrivals.
Or the arrivals.
The departures.
It's all very clearly marked about where you need to go. So I'm just confused as to how in the world someone ended up on a runway. Again, it's all fenced off. It's fenced off.
Well,
like, how you can't even, like, drive up to it, right?
Okay, so I have definitely taken wrong turns before. And I've gone, okay, all right, how do I get out of this? How do I get out of this? And then you just are kind of, like, driving till you're trying to figure it out. And you try to figure it out, and you do. But I feel like once you realize you're, oh, wait, hang on, I'm on a runway. Like, you are immediately turning around and going back the way you came.
This is not a little small mom and pop little hangar.
No, this isn't like going to Bowman Field and going, whoops, I accidentally,
Yes.
Yeah, no,
I'm O'Hare. Clearly, I need drone footage of how that happened.
Yeah, I'm sure there is some, or there's going to be more info to come. But yeah, there you go. That's a little Setting the Bar story. Apparently, this guy was just trying to deliver DoorDash.
I feel like most of us could avoid this.
Yes.
Obviously, he couldn't.
Obviously, this guy couldn't. That's
but
why
this
it's
is spectacular.
Yep. A Setting the Bar story here on 99.7 DJX.
Maybe it was a pilot. It said, you know what? I'm going to be in the plane on the runway. If you could just run it out here.
Yeah. Yeah. Please. Thank you. I just need my quarter pounder. Thanks. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. So we are tracking these storms that are going to be coming in a little bit later on this afternoon, right around like 2-3 o'clock, like, well, between like probably 1 and 3 o'clock, some stronger storms hitting the area. Doesn't look like, at least in the metro, it's going to be as strong as it was over the weekend, but nonetheless, we are under an alert day, so we'll keep you posted on that stuff and whether or not it affects any sort of after school activities on this being the last week of school for a lot of people. So I know my daughter was bummed that their field day was going to be indoors, probably, because
it's not much fun.
I know it's going to hit right around the right about the time that their field day is going to be happening. But you know, what are you going to do? It's Louisville, and it's
still better than being in class, right?
I guess, yeah, I guess.
Perspective.
Yeah, if you missed anything from the show, we do have a lot to catch up on the podcast. Everything from, as we were just saying, the update on the girls' pick, the girls' trip picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kenny.
Bless his heart, Kenny.
Kenny, we're going to have to try to find or catch up with him, follow up with him next week.
He'll be brave if he does get back with us, to be honest. He took a little tongue lashing.
From you.
Everybody. Everybody. Bit.
Well,
everybody.
A lot of people were
all wondering, like, why, Kenny, why? Why is that ending up back at work?
Yeah, so if you're confused as to what we're all talking about, it involved a handwritten list of the people that they work with. And there were columns.
Ranking them.
Yeah, columns in annoying and attractiveness.
Uh-huh.
So, you know.
Somehow it went from the bar to the office. And
yeah.
Now he doesn't know where it is and is kind of freaking out about it. And he's got a meeting with the boss. He has no idea what that's about. And so he's just like, what do I do?
Yeah. And now we don't know where they blew off steam and got a drink. We're assuming it was a bar. He wasn't really specific.
There was a theory that the coworker has it.
Yes.
Maybe hanging on to it for a nefarious reason.
That is a theory. So anyways, like I said, we've got some detective work to do. And if we can get back in touch with Kenny, old Kenny.
Listen, if you're going to gossip with a coworker about other people in the office, let's not write it down. A. Number two, let's make sure it's not being recorded. And we do a little picky swear. Let's not talk to anybody else about this. Okay?
Yeah. Maybe that's the lesson that we learned from this.
Maybe.
All right. What else, Kelly?
I think that's it. Oh, there's a lot of things to dive into on the website. Tom Cruise says he's going to make movies forever.
Yeah. Until he's 100.
Exactly. He said he's turning 63 in a couple of months. And he says he's never going to stop doing action and all sorts of other movies. So Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning opens this weekend and it looks full on bonkers.
Well,
with the stunts.
I would expect nothing less.
Exactly.
As long as Tom Cruise runs somewhere in that movie, I will be satisfied.
Hanging off planes,
right. All
the things.
All right.
And, I mean, one of these stunts, they spent 2 years building the tank.
Okay.
For like a diving scene.
Okay.
And it took 15 days to fill it.
Just
FYI. There's lots of fun little backstories to have. They were making this movie for 7 years.
Well, hopefully it's worth
it. Enjoy it. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then Conan O'Brien makes a fun little announcement that he's a part of Toy Story 5.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. He's got a new character he's debuting. And of course, he was just like, listen, I told him I wanted to be Woody.
Like, which is
we've kind
Tom
of
Hanks,
promised
right.
that to Tom Hanks.
That's
okay,
right.
Then I'll be Buzz.
All right.
Well, we've kind of promised that to Tim. Then he's like, now I'm going to be Smarty Pants and it's the best character of them all. And I don't even want to be Buzz and Woody anymore, even if they beg me.
All right, in pure
great.
Conan fashion.
Exactly. You can read about the little plot details that they're starting to roll out on the website as well, WDJX.com.
All right, guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.